country while they're here as a foreigner. They get to have make money in America. They gotta pay income tax. Non-resident foreigners. So let's go see what the law says, folks. Except as otherwise provided in subsection C. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. All persons in whatever capacity acting, right? Doesn't matter. Anybody in any capacity, right? I'm going to cut to the garbage language you don't need and get to the relevant language of the code. You can read it for yourself on your own, and you should. But don't have time. I'm going to go through the key parts for you right now to make it understandable for you. Having control, receipt, custody, disposal, or payment of any of the items of income specified in subsection B, okay, is a relevant part of any non-resident alien individual or any foreign partnership shall, see, applies to non-resident aliens and foreign partnerships, shall deduct and withhold from such items a tax equal to 30% thereof. Mm-hmm. That's the key part, folks. There it is. It's for non-resident aliens. So we go back to our letter, section 1442. I'm gonna open that up now. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's the same thing. It's about withholding tax on foreign corporations. Okay? Now, the heading of the laws don't matter. The text matters, but you can see a text right here. Read it on your own. Don't believe me. It is about foreign corporations. It was holding for foreign corporations, as the heading correctly states. Okay? Read it for yourself, please. Okay? Section 1440, 1443. Let's open that up and see that together. Oh! 1443 is foreign tax-exempt organizations. Same thing. Right? These foreign entities and people got to have withholding from their money. And what's the last one? 1461. What is that? Oh, 1461 is liability for withheld tax. Let's read this one, folks. This one, all it says is every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the chapter. The section we just read, right? On this section we just read, that's all part of the same chapter, is hereby made liable for such tax and is hereby indemnified, which means protected against the claims and demands of any person for the amount of any payments made in accordance with the provisions of this chapter. Okay? So, basically, you withhold from a foreign corporation, or a non-resident alien money, sent to the IRS, you protect it from that foreign corporation or non-resident alien, taking the money you with the IRS. They cannot sue you. By the way, I want to let the calls on Block Talk Radio know that it was a problem, connection, but we're okay now. We got it fixed. On YouTube, you can get on there if you like now or later on to catch up with what you may have missed. Okay. Now, let's go to the letter. Here's the letter again. So, now I see what you are telling Congressman is this. Naturally, I looked up and read the code sections 1441, 1442, 1443, and 1461, as well to see if I, as an American citizen, am subject to the federal income tax withholding. To my amazement, I found that those four sections are about non-resident alien individual, foreign partnership, foreign corporations, foreign tax-exempt organizations, non-American citizens such as myself. And folks, look at me. I just showed you those code sections. And you can watch this presentation as many times as you want. Go back, read it. Type it yourself if you want on your own computer. Look up these code sections, right? The links are right there. So you should read them. I did the work for you right now. So So you did the right thing by relying on the law published by the United States House of Representatives. Okay? Let's get back to our presentation now on Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. But there's more, folks. What you tell them is, I also looked up IRS Code Section 61, from which taxable income is derived in IRS Code Section 63. I found these two sections at, here's the address. Okay? Let's go and read what it says, the letter. I was shocked again. In Section 61, it lists 18 different items as gross income. I think they cut down to 15, Joe. I gotta modify the letters. 15 now. They took a couple of things out of that. Okay? They used to be 18, but they changed it to 15. Such as minor things, such as fees, dividends, royalties, and fringe benefits. But what is glaringly absent are wages or salaries. Now, folks, we're going to go and look at it for ourselves. Let's go look up Code Section 63 right here. Let's open that in a new tab. What does it say? 63 says, oh, taxable income defined. Oh, well, yeah. All income is not taxable. It's got to be taxable income, right? So it says, except as provided in subsection B, for the purposes of this subtitle, the term taxable income means gross income minus deductions allowed by this chapter. Okay? So what's the key? The key thing, starting point, is gross income. Gross income minus deductions. Let's go back to see where gross income is now. And we find gross income is Section 61. Let's open up Section 61. Right-click on that. I've opened that link in a new tab, and here it is, Section 61. Would you look at that, folks? Huh? Gross income defined. Nice. Here it is. Gross income Section A. Yep, it's down to 14, Joe. They used to have 18 different items in here. They cut it down to 14. See, all this is 14 different items. Because it says, except as otherwise provided in the stock title, gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including the following terms. By the way, anything in parentheses like this, but not limited to, is meaningless. Okay? It could be right, could be wrong. Okay? Commentary. But here's the following items, folks. Look at that. Item one, compensation for services, including fees, commissions, fringe benefits, and similar items. That's funny. They mentioned fringe benefits, which is usually a wage earner or salaried person extra they get. You work for a restaurant, they give you food for free while you're on your shift working at the restaurant, or half price. Or you work at a pencil factory, you get pencils, a box of pencils every year for free. Right? But salaried wages are not listed. Look at that. Item six, royalties. Seven, dividends. How many Americans, folks, make the income or have royalties or dividends? Very, very few. But Congress remembered that. Look at me, folks. Congress remembered to list these minor items. But I forgot they would list wages and salaries. Interesting, huh? Let's go look at the sample letter again, folks, okay? So bottom line is that, folks, it's not there. Your wages and salaries are not listed as gross income from which to get taxable income, to take taxes out of, right? Let's go back to the letter, folks, okay? Here we go. The U.S. Supreme Court has clearly and unanimously ruled in a case called Gore versus Gold. And I give the address where it was found at, by the way, okay? Okay, in 1917, It's important, folks. I'm one of Bob. You can get a link to Gould versus Gould Supreme Court cases there, by the way. But I give the address anyhow. Here it is. This is important. This is a key quote in the interpretation of statutes levying taxes. What does that mean? Interpret means to understand. Okay? To understand the tax laws. Statutes are laws. Okay? Laws levying taxes means impose taxes. Levies to impose. So, to understand laws that impose taxes, right? It is established rule. It's well known, folks. Established. It's well known for a long time. Not to extend the provisions. Provisions of what? Provisions of the tax law. The parts of the tax law. The intent of the tax law. The meaning of the tax law. By implication. There's no implying. You don't imply, oh, something is taxed. You don't imply it. Let's go read the letter again. Continue with together, folks. Beyond the clear import of the language used. Beyond the clear import. Meaning of the language, folks. It's not in the language. It's not there. Or to enlarge their operations. Operation of what? The tax laws. You don't expand the meaning or intent of the tax laws, okay? Okay? So as to embrace matters, you know, not specifically pointed out. That means embrace means to include things in the tax law, tax things that are not specifically pointed out. You know, tax people, objects, or activities that are not clearly, specifically listed or mentioned in a tax law. Very clear language, folks, right? Now, here's a kicker. In case of doubt, if you're not sure, they are construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen, of course, not being taxed. Okay? Look at me, folks. This case, Gould versus Gould, you see why it's my favorite U.S. Supreme Court case. It's nice and short, to the point, and unanimous. All 9 Supreme Court justices, all of them, agreed on this well-established, well-known rule. So it's not up to us to prove we're not subject to income tax. The average American is up to them to prove it. Right? That's the key thing. It's well-established rule. Okay? So let's go back to a letter now. I'm going to summarize this for the congressman. Okay? That's what you do in the letter now. After reading all that for the congressman, here you summarize it for him and say, to summarize, the unanimous U.S. Supreme Court has said that, one, it is a well-known principle of law that when it comes to taxes, there can be no taxation by implying, assuming that something is taxed. No such thing. In order for something to be taxed, the thing or activity taxed or the person must be clearly listed, shown in the language of the tax law. Clearly shown, folks. One last but very important point. If there's any doubt whether a tax law lists something as being taxed or not, we must, in most strongest terms, rule against the government having the power to tax the item or activity that is not clearly listed in a tax law, and rule in favor of citizens' right to keep his property tax-free. Right? Folks, I want to make sure that the congressman understand what these words are, and you too. Okay? So, let's continue. Applying these very basic principles of law, as stated by the U.S. Supreme Court that I have listed above, it became very clear to me that the wages and salaries of the American worker are not subject to the federal income tax, nor should there be any withholding of taxes from the wages and salaries of the American worker, such as myself. Right? Folks, I'm sure the first time you come across this stuff, what happened to you? Is what happened to you is all of a sudden you realize, I realize that the average American wage earner and salary person has been hoodwinked by the IRS and the deep state, who are intent on stealing the money of the American people by misapplying the federal income tax laws for the benefit of the corrupt banks, corporations, and other very rich money special interests who pay for the advertising election campaign of politicians who together appoint and hire the bureaucrats and judges who deliberately rig and misapply the income tax laws on the American people, such as myself. Folks, look at me. That is a very serious charge, isn't it? I just made.
Yes, it is.
Very serious. But sadly, it's true. You just saw the law for yourself. The Supreme Court case. Statutes enacted by Congress. Laws made by Congress, United States. America is in deep trouble, folks. You need to act. We all need to act. We have no other choice. Let's get back to presentation. We're going to do. Okay? This is very important. So here we go. You're telling your congressman, I am writing to you, not the IRS, nor the courts, for the following reasons. Okay? Here we go. This is important because most MPs do not know about this. A law passed by you, congressman, in 26 U.S.C. Section 6702 forbids me from asking these questions of the IRS. If I were to write the IRS to answer these questions, IRS can fine me up to $5,000 by arbitrarily labeling my questions as frivolous. Yes, folks, that's what they do. And if you argue back with them, another $5,000 penalty. You say, look, read the law, read the Supreme Court decision, bam, another $5,000. So you're not stupid. You're not going to go punish yourself. That's why you can and should not argue with the IRS. They are the deep, corrupt state. Deep state. That's ignoring the law. Okay, and they cannot punish you for simply asking on top of that. Two. A law passed by you in 28 U.S.C. Section 201 does not allow any American to go to a judge and ask for clarification about any tax issue or question. Yep. Yep, it doesn't. In the law, look at me, folks. This federal law, I'm going to show you. It says that you can go to federal court and have your rights and responsibilities under any federal law declared by the court. You want to log some government forest land and for logging, you can go to court and judge. I want to clear 10 acres of log in this federal land to use the wood for making a home for myself or selling. What can I do? What can I not do? The government will come, answer you. The court will review the answers, give you the answer. Here's what you can and cannot do. You want to buy a gun. You want to know if this gun is a semi-automatic gun, for example. Can I buy a semi-automatic gun anywhere, anytime, or what rules, regulations are going to follow to buy this semi-automatic gun? The court will tell you. You can sue and get an answer. In every area of federal law, you have a right given in this law, which I'll show you, to get answers. Except tax laws. When it comes to tax law, you're on your own. Sorry, Charlie. No help from the courts. Fact, judges' hands are tied, locked by Congress. Throw him out in the street. Let him figure out, read the law on his own. That's exactly why we went to the trouble. I showed you to look up the law for yourself, right? I want you to read the law. Follow me. Let's go back to the street. He's going to make you so mad, okay? See how these guys, sold us down the river, our public service, don't represent us. Let's go to Section 28 U.S.C., Section 2201, okay? Open that link in a new tab. And here it is. Here it is, folks, on the top of the page. 28 U.S.C. 2201, creation of remedy, right? It's from Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, what the judges can or cannot do, right? Here it is. In case of actual controversy within its jurisdiction, except with respect to federal taxes, other than actions brought under Section 7428 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, proceeding under Section 505 or 1146 of Title 11, or any civil action involving an anti-dumping or countervailing duty proceeding regarding a class of kind of merchandise of a free trade area county, blah, 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 okay? Jeez. All that stuff. Here is the key to the good part. So remember, except with taxes, with some exceptions within taxes, here it is. Upon filing of an appropriate pleading, appropriate lawsuit in a court, may declare the rights and other legal relations of any interested party seeking such declaration. Okay, whether or not such further relief is or could be sought. Okay. In other words, in plain words, folks, what it says is any further question, you can go get an answer for it, except federal taxes and a couple other exceptions, but under a couple of IRS code section, you can go to court, 7428 of the code, so your courts cannot answer you. And here goes the other law, section IRS, 26 U.S.C., section 6702. Let's open that up. Frivolous tax submission. Okay. Here it is. A person shall pay a penalty of $5,000, okay, if, right? Now, let's look at the two, okay? If such person follows what purports to be a return of a tax imposed by this title, but which does not contain information on which substantial correctness of a self-assessment may be judged, or contains information that on its face indicates that self-assessment is substantially incorrect. And I'm sorry, we got to go B. B is the relevant part, okay? Specified frivolous submission. That's the one. Sorry, that was about tax returns, okay? Okay. Here it says, this is B1, imposition penalty. Except as provided in paragraph 3, any person who submits a specified frivolous submission shall pay a penalty of $5,000. A specified frivolous submission, who specifies it? Guess what? Of course, the IRS gets to do that, okay? They can change that list of specified frivolous submission for $5,000, okay? Okay? Because it's here in the language of that. The term specified submission means a specified submission if any portion of such submission, and then any letter, exactly. Submission is anything you send to the IRS, any letter, basically. That's all it is. Covers everything. Is based on a position which the secretary has, at the IRS, has identified as frivolous under subsection C, or check this out, folks. Reflects a desire to delay or impede the administration of federal tax laws. gosh. Iris is given the power to see how your letter may, language of your letter may reflect the desire to delay or impede tax laws. Isn't that crazy? Look at me, folks. In other words, IRS employees, by this law, are given the authority to use their judgment and decide, this letter, you know, I sense, I perceive that this letter reflects a desire for this tax protest there. The terrible people. A desire to delay or impede, which means they want to block us. They want to slow down and block, impede, make it difficult. My job of trying to administer tax laws, to collect taxes, so that we all of us pay our fair share of taxes. So this guy is trying to impede our work, desire to delay us. So that way we have to not do it right. Everybody else has to hold harder. Everybody has to work harder to pay their fair share because this guy is creating problems. So to avoid this guy not doing this, $5,000. Here it is. Slap it on you. And don't argue back, because if you argue back, well, in my judgment, I can see that your follow-up letter is also reflects a desire. I can see through your heart, your desires to delay or impede the federal tax laws, to administer tax laws. Right? So that's why you don't want to do this stuff, folks. Let's go back to the letter, folks, okay? We're going to go to the letter. Here it is. So that's why, folks, we go to this paragraph. Therefore, as it is your duty as my congressman to represent me, right? Because, you know, you cannot go to the courts or the IRS in the U.S. government, and because it is only through you, I must insist that you respond to my questions about the gross misapplication of the federal income tax laws against myself and other salaried and wage-earning Americans. You're writing for yourself, folks, and over 100 million other Americans who are salaried and wage-earning people. The guy that works at McDonald's, at Walmart, Burger King, folks making minimum wage, you are writing for them as well as yourself. Remember that. Let's get back to the letter. Check this out. And this is interesting, folks. It has been reported that politicians spend about half of their working day calling potential donors for their re-election advertising campaigns. Folks, I know that's shocking to you, but it's true. Okay, let's go look at that. Let's go look at the article. Politicians, rather than working to represent the interests of the American people, they spend half the time raising money for the next election. Here it is, from the Communist Socialist Huffington Post. Can I make this bigger? Let me see if I can make it any bigger for you guys. Sorry, I can't make it bigger for you guys on the screen. But here it is. This is published on January 2013. Call time for Congress show how fundraising dominates bleak work life. Oh, yeah. Oh, their bleak work life for congressmen. But how about it dominates their focus and interest? Instead of representing us, they represent, you know, the interest of these people that fund their elections. Okay. And here it is. Read about it, folks. Okay. Here's a model day schedule in Washington, D.C. 4 hours they call to raise money for that, okay? 1 to 2 hour a day constituent visits. 2 hours work on committees on the floor of the House of Representatives. 1 hour strategic outreach, breakfast, meet and greets, press releases, press meetings, and 1 hour of rest recharge time. How about that? So actually more than half the active time is that. And look at this. Constituent visits, that includes meeting with lobbyists. That also is for the lobbyists to meet, and you, if you get to meet them. Okay? So read the article, folks. I'm not going to read it all. Please, do read it, how these guys do not represent us. Okay? So here's model day schedule in the local district office. But in the local office in near you, not in D.C., it's been 3 hours fundraising and calling time, 2 hours of proactive community events like Congress on your corner, press events with the media, 1 to 2 hours of reactive community events like response invitations. People want to have you go speak at this group or meetings. 1 hour of strategic outreach with community leaders and potential donors. Yeah. Potential donors is there too. How much time is spent actually with people? Real people like you and me. Very, very little. So why is it here? In the letter, here's why. In your letter, you talk about it. Okay, remember, you can attach this, folks, that letter. Everything will be attached to your letter. All the stuff that we're reading. As a result, it appears not enough time is being spent reading and answering the important concerns, letters, and or calls of the American people. Instead, the American people who you are supposed to be representing are instead passed on to other staff who seems to filter and eventually ignore our questions and concerns. Look at me, folks. Sadly, that's the case. We alert our congressman about things, and the congressman says, oh, I'm a good person that likes to reduce taxes. They give you a canned letter, pre-formatted letter. Or if your congressman is a communist, like communist feminist Hawaiian woman senator, one of my constituents got a response. She wrote to one of my students that, that letter. Yeah, Joe, yeah. Yeah, let me show you. Yeah, here's a sample letter. Here's how this, check this out. This is Senator Mazi K. Hirono, the one that when the Judge Kavanaugh hearing was going on said, when women say things, they must be believed. The woman says that Judge Kavanaugh was a Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh was a trial raper. Must be believed because she's a woman. Women tell the truth, men lie, right? Just because we're women, right? Same woman, you know. So what she says, thank you for contacting me to share your opinion on federal tax reform. No, that's not what we wrote. We didn't write to you about tax reform. No. I appreciate hearing from you on this important issue. Really? You don't appreciate nothing, Miss Mazi Hirono, because you're ignoring my letter from the get-go, right? And you say, on December 20, 2017, I voted against the Republican tax bill because it is a scam on the middle class. The president and Republican in Congress promised repeatedly that their tax bill would help middle class. The president himself said that the rich people like him would suffer it if it passed. These promises, like so many others the president made, turn out to be a lie. Oh, so basically, the rest of the letter, she says, rich people do extremely well under the Republican tax plan. So basically, the whole letter, she uses it for her own selfish political communist reasons to push her own selfish agenda. Rather than reading your letter and responding to it. A canned form letter. Let's see, we got, letters about anything about taxes. Here's a canned letter number one. Canned letter number two, the staff sends out. Senator doesn't read it, or neither does the staff. Yes, that's what we have, unfortunately, in America. Okay? So I don't have time to go through all that, folks. It's, you know, we got over an hour already. I got to finish this up for you guys. I'll put up something on the website, by the way. So I'll have something that's crooked, you know, corrupt responsible. But what choice do we have? Let's go back to the screen, folks. Okay, to the letter. We're almost done. So what do we do here? I send this letter to you in hopes that you're not one of the aforementioned politicians I pointed above, like this senator, what's her name? Mazi K. Hirono, one of the crooks and criminals. She's in D.C. from Hawaii. I hope that you make the time to research the concerns I've addressed here and show me that I have the wrong copy of the law or order the IRS management to implement the tax laws exactly as you have written to stop stealing money for myself and every other hardworking American. I look forward to your positive and on point reply. Sincerely, Sayonara. Now look at me, folks. What more can we do? What choice do we have? In 1776, 13 colonies became 13 states, 2.5 million people. Each state had less than 200,000 people living in each state. Almost all of them were farmers. Now, people in mass control in cities, but controlled by mass media lies, and high-tech companies are increasingly filtering, and you know, the truth, they don't work for us anymore. We have now, instead of the 50 Republican states, we have the Soviet states of America. We're going to get it back. We cannot go to the IRS. We're going to go to courts. We're going to go back to Congress. And you got to use your political pressure this way to affect change. It's your right. Yes, it's your right. As an American, George Congressman, it's your duty. It is your duty. If you don't change it, who's going to change it? There's a famous saying that says, if it's to be, it's up to me. Right? We all got to take responsibility for the situation. You do your part. I do my part. Every one of you do your part. Another famous saying says, if not now, when? When are you going to take action? When are you going to write your congressman? I hope as soon as possible. Take action now. Now, everything's here I showed you on your screen. You can do it all for yourself. For free. No charge. Okay? Some of you say, hey, Mon, I appreciate that, but could you help me do some of this for me? Yes, I will. By the way, next week, I'll show you how you go take these letters to your employer. Okay? That's the second part. I'm going to cover that next week, part two. So right now, I covered the part one. Hopefully not too fast. Please rewind it if you need to. Watch it again. If you didn't get it all the first time, that's okay. What we're going to do now is show you, if you want a free lawsuit to help you, and that's okay. Many of you do. I'm going to show you how to do that. Okay? Let's go back to our screen. Okay, go to livefreenow.org under go out to course packages. Okay? And click on course packages. Double click on the course packages. And you see the listed is the Royal Freedom Package. below that the simpler freedom package, and below that the beginner's freedom package. All these, and of course, below that is quick start freedom package and our first basic fundamental course called A Practical Road to Freedom Level 1. Let's go back up. Okay, the top three, the beginner's freedom package, simple freedom package, and royal freedom package. All these three, these letters will be done for you if you get either one of these packages. It's included if you're a wage earner, if you're a salaried person, Freedom Law School will do it for you, help you write your congressman, write the letters for you. You know, you sign them, we mail it out for you. And even follow up with your employers and anything, follow up there. Freedom Law School will be there all along with the employers to take care of all that stuff. So check out these packages. Now, everybody wants the ultimate, the Royal Freedom Package, which includes everything you want. You know, criminal legal defense fund, unlimited consultation, all of that responses for any kind of IRS situation done for you at no extra charge. But if you cannot afford that, you can get the small packages and you can make payments on all of them. You put a 1/3 down on each of these packages and make payment on the rest. So I'm not going to get into these. If you're interested, you can click on what Freedom Law School offers for yourself. The details are there. You can call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800. Yes, I'd like to hear from you. You know, I have volunteers here that answer the phone. You know, where Freedom Law School is not one of those faceless organizations that cannot talk to somebody. That shoes you up with an email or send an email, you know, or text. No, you want a real human being? Real human being volunteers are here to help you understand this stuff, talk to you, address your concerns. So buy these packages also. If you have a question, call Freedom Law School. Go to the website first at livefreedom.org and then 813-444-4800 call and your concerns will be addressed. Now I'm going to go to your questions. Okay? Questions? Now, if you have a question, folks, you can call this telephone number. Area code 657-383-1755. I repeat, area code 657-383-1755. And if you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let me know that you have a question, and I'll take a question one at a time. We have a call from area code 917. Let's go to him. And on YouTube, those of you who have commented on YouTube, I'll get to you guys next. Wait, hang in there. Let me get the callers first, okay? And then I'll get to all the commentaries on YouTube as well. And then we got after area code 917, they call from area code 352 next. So, call from area code 917, call from the great, let me put a headset on, from the great state of Alaska, I see you calling from, my friend, the biggest state of the union. What is your first name, my friend? Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, how you doing, Paymon? This is Fred. This is Fred.
Okay. Fred.
You did a good presentation. I just want to let you know that the employer is not budging. So, like you said, it has to be through through Congress and through basically a political means to really raise the issue as to what they're doing.
Well, and the thing is, the system is broken and law has become political. I mean, always been political, but the rule of law has been ignored. It's all political. And let me tell you, since you brought it up, Fred, you know, folks, the deep state is so much in control. Check me. Have you been following the news lately? The new Attorney General, William Barr, he's finding out this whole dossier on Donald Trump was a bunch of lies, baseless lies that Trump was in Russia and some prostitutes in a hotel peed on him at sexual games. Well, really, that was the dossier about. And Putin, President of Russia, has that video of it to use to blackmail Donald Trump. Okay? So, and so forth, a bunch of lies. FBI, CIA, NSA, all these deep staters are all were in it, in DOJ. So Barr wants to get, hey, what you got on this stuff, FBI? What's your CIA, NSA? Guess what? The heads of these three agencies all appointed. by Donald Trump. They're giving a finger to William Barr and says, no, we're going to give you nothing. It's national secrets. Can you imagine that? President Trump gave Attorney Barr, you know, U.S. Attorney General Barr, to give whatever he wants. Yeah, he had the right under law to subpoena, request, demand that they give the document and saying, no, I'm going to give you nothing. The arrogance, the gall. Because these guys have been out of control for so long, where the income tax have been screwing the American people for decades. They say, we do whatever we want to. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Put us in jail? Well, guess what, folks? America has become a Soviet Union because the people in government will not hold each other accountable and put the crooks in jail. That's how you know you live in a dictatorship. An honest government, like Thomas Jefferson said, when the people are afraid of government, we have tyranny. When the government and people are afraid of us, the people, we have liberty. And the people in government, they're not afraid of us because the control levels of power, they all protect and cover up for each other. Okay? They even give the finger to the Attorney General, which is the most powerful position in the United States government. He can drag somebody before a grand jury, subpoena him to answer. He doesn't do that. Judge, he's not answering. Let's put him in jail for contempt of court, for violating a subpoena. Anybody. But they're reluctant. Barr is reluctant to put his friends ahead of FBI, CIA in prison, you know, because there's an unwritten rule. We don't, people in government, we don't hold each other accountable for our crimes. We get the average little guy for smoking a little pot, speeding on the highway, but we go after the little guy. But we each other, we protect and cover up for each other. So, yes, let me tell you, folks, next week I'll get into your employer. You shouldn't have withholding from your pay. You don't owe it. Okay? Yes.
I just want to point out, too, is when I – when I did speak to the human resource, they had the nerve to say that that I'm not understanding, but the person is not even a tax attorney, and I think the person was talking out of arrogance. But then they did admit that they're saying, oh, well, our hands are tied, and we don't want to get into trouble, this, that, and the other. And so this is where pretty much their mindset is at, where, you know, it's like they're spooked. You know, they have no... You know, it's like
I understand
no
that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But that's part of the mm-hmm. challenge we're going to have next week. I'll cover it. Don't ask me to cover next session of this tonight. Please be patient, my friend. Next week, I'll mm-hmm. cover how to handle, you know, the bureaucrats
sure.
within your own company corporate structure who are not working with you, mm-hmm. not following the law, ignoring the law, afraid to read the law. You know, I'll address those things next week. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my
sure.
friend. Thank you for your questions. Let's go to area code, I think 352 is our next caller. Yes. Call for area code 352. What is your first name, my friend?
Joe.
Will you spell that, please?
Joe, J-O-E.
Joe, very good, Joe. All right, my friend. Bob, I forgot to ask the previous caller also, Fred. Joe, do you have a free freedom education package?
A free one? Yeah, I got the free one, yeah.
Okay, good, great. All right, if you don't have it, folks, you can go to our website. Remember, request that, okay? All right, what's on your mind, my friend?
So I'm a contractor. I work for myself, and I've kind of been hesitant about even filing for, like, an LLC or a DBA because I work for other contractors, but now I work for myself. So... I mean, is that illegal? Like, I know people call it working under the table and things like that. I mean, but as soon as you file for an LLC or a DBA or any title like that, aren't you waiving your rights? Aren't you just opening up your private information for them to come get you, come tax you?
No.
So
simply no.
So I can. So is it illegal to operate without an LLC or anything like that? I mean, or do our rights protect us from having to get a business license?
Look, you could operate your business as an LLC, as a corporation, as a trust, as a partnership, limited liability partnership, whatever you want to do. The rich people do it. Why can't a little guy like you do the same? It's not a problem. Run your business any way you want to. It works for you, my friend. Not a problem at all. Okay?
So not getting an LLC, like just working under the table, that would be illegal and that would not be a good idea, right?
Look. Legally speaking, there is no such thing as working under the table. There is no such thing.
Okay.
The average American is not supposed to file income tax in the first place. Under the table, so they're saying, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to file and pay, but I'm cheating and getting paid cash and not reporting it, and, you know, I'm sneaking, you know. That's the whole context. Wrong. Don't even think that way. Got it?
So can I just get insurance and just operate my business and never ever create an LLC or DBA and just operate that way?
Ask the insurance company that question. Why are you asking me? Some insurance companies will be anal and may have asked you what's your son's first name. You know? They may ask you how often you kiss your wife. I don't know what the insurance company wants. Right? Ask them. Sure, why not? They want your money, you know, they want to cover you and they want your money. Why not? It's a private company just like any other company. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's no way, as long as I educate myself, I'm not by any way required to have an LLC or a DBA or anything like that, correct?
No, you're not required. Not at all.
Okay. So that's what, like labor. Where can I find case law or something I can educate myself better on the where the rights are stated in the Constitution, which specific rights would protect me from getting a business license, having to get a business license?
Okay, look at my screen, I'll show you, okay? Yes, a very good question, don't answer you, okay? All right, look at my screen. You see the Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package on my screen, they all are based upon Quick Start on this course called A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1. Let's click on that, okay? Because this is a course of action. Okay, for those who are committed to living a free life like you, but don't know about law and your rights, I hear you, Joe. Let me tell you, my friend Joe, you, like most Americans, went to public school system, government schools, and know nothing about law and your rights. You need to
pretty
know
much.
This stuff. Yep, that's exactly why every one of you should have this course as a minimum, because I introduce you to law, freedom, and government in class one. And guess what? It answers your question. Discover where law, your rights, Joe, where government, they all came from and evolved into what you are today. Exactly what you're asking me, my friend. You'll understand why natural and common law will always be supreme against legislators' attempt to deny your rights. You have God-given rights you were born with, my friend. That there's a reason why that's there, folks. A lot of you have the minutiae of IRS code and all this stuff. Guess what? A lot of people like Joe have this honest question. You need to know this. And those of you who are into all this other technical stuff, you need to understand the fundamentals. It's here. And class two is introduction to type of courts and income tax. Okay? And this class explains government and court structure in America at all levels, what jurisdiction each of them exercise, what income tax is really all about, okay? Separating fact from fiction and distinguished law from patriot beliefs. And more, folks, look at law libraries in here, how to respond to IRS letters, write effective court documents, trial procedures, mock court, and further techniques and strategies for free living. Your answers are in there. So what you want to do, Joe, look at me. This course is $300, by the way, okay? $300.
Okay.
With a money-back guarantee for 90 days, you don't like it, send it back in good shape. I'll give you money back. Just free, you know, free rental. Okay, keep it in good shape because I know you're going to want to keep it. What you're going to want to do, Joe, is to listen to this CD in your car and go to a job. Okay, if you can while you work, you know, doing something with your hands and, you know, let it play, listen to it. And then maybe after two, three times on audio, then maybe you want look at the paperwork at that time. But this course will answer the questions that you have about licensing and income tax, all this stuff. so you understand things a lot better, okay?
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Okay, we got a call from area code 407. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 407?
Yeah.
Hi, Payman. My name is Giovanni.
Say your name spelled, please.
J-H-O-V-A-N-N-Y. Giovanni.
Italian name, that sounds like.
No, not Italian, but almost.
Okay, okay. Do you have a freedom education package?
Sure, I do. I actually acquired it a few years ago. Yeah, I've been watching your channel for quite a while since you used to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Well, I'm very knowledgeable about the zero return and how to conduct myself when dealing with the IRS. And I've been filing my zero returns since probably the past 3 years. But last year, since I was out of the country, I was, overwhelmed by personal situation. I couldn't file my confession for last year. And I know the deadline is April 15. And if somebody is not able to file up until April 15, somebody can request an extension. But in the case that I'm not actually I'm trying to collect some money that one of my employers is starting sending over to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Some about like around $2,000. So I just want to know if there is a way that I can go ahead and submit this this return in order to ask for my money back and not get a penalty and not get some excuses from them and saying, hey, you know why are you filing this at this time? When you were supposed to file before April 15. So is there any way that I can file and not get penalized, even knowing that the penalties that they are imposing are frivolous?
Let me ask you a question. Who taught you to file zero returns?
Well, I started reading about the USC, the United States Code on 26 USC, and it was very clear on the privacy.
Well, stop. Answer my question. Which organization or individual recommended to you, you filed zero returns? Answer that first before you add more details.
Yeah, that was Irwin Schiff.
Okay. Irwin Schiff passed away a few years ago. He was around. You. So you've been doing this stuff for a long time, since back in the early 2000 years. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. My friend Irwin, which is I knew him very well personally. We were friends. And he was a good man. I talked to him before. He fought. And died in prison because he didn't listen to me and others trying to help him. Okay? That's a long story, very sad story. He's in heaven now, back with God. But his zero return method sometimes works, sometimes didn't work. Some people got refunds. Some people got penalties. And the bottom line is, you're taking the crapshoot. You want to do it? Go ahead. I cannot give you any guarantee. In fact, I just showed you the law that the IRS could penalize you $5,000 if you don't like your tax return. So that's why the best thing to do is to stop the withholding in the first place. So you don't have to go get it back and then be wondering, am I going to be fined $5,000 for this zero return? Why risk that? Just stop the withholding in the first place. Let the bygones be bygones. But if you want to take a chance to do a reshift it, it's your choice. Go have at it. Any other questions?
About this money that they took from my wages. So technically you're saying just leave that like that and I just keep following just the zero returns?
That's not what I recommend. I do not recommend returns of any kind, zero return or any other return. I don't recommend you write it, file a return. It's all on your own.
So how do
if you file anything
to
the government,
don't
file. Don't. What's that?
So how
do you stop withholding?
By not filing, so how do you stop the withholding? Because if you don't file, they're gonna come around and say, hey, we're gonna charge you by.
Hold on. Giovanni, what's that? I'll tell you. When did you join this call? An hour ago or 10 minutes ago?
No, I mean, a couple of minutes ago.
Answer the question. When did you join the call tonight? 10 minutes ago or an hour ago?
No, like about 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Guess what? I'm not going to repeat the whole an hour and 10, 20 minutes for you. Okay? That was a subject call. Sorry we're late. Okay? You have to go back, my friend. This will be on YouTube. Go listen to the whole thing and all the instructions are on our website at livefreenet.org. It's all there. Okay? So sorry you missed the call. Yes, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. That was the whole purpose of the whole an hour and 20 minutes. An hour and 10 minutes. Anything else? Any other questions, my friend?
No, that'll be it.
All right, my friend. Yo, so, yeah. Sorry. For those of you who are late, folks, don't feel bad. All you got to do is just listen to this call again, this Freedom Hour again. You know, in fact, if you missed it, not a big deal. It just happens. And if you at home, if you hear, heard it, you know, you didn't catch it, it's okay. Just go and listen, you know, play it again. In your car, play it again. No problem. No big deal. Okay? Let's go to another call from area code 631. We have two calls from area code 47, but we know one. Okay. Let's go to someone from area code 631 has a question. What is your name, my friend?
Well, my name is Mike.
And do you have a free education package, Mike? Yes, Mike. Do you have a free?
I am.
Okay, good, good, good. What's in your mind, my friend?
I'm a beginner's freedom. I have the beginner's freedom package.
Very good.
I listened to the program tonight. I'm a retired policeman, and I'm collecting a pension. So from what I learned tonight, my pension is subject to withholding. Is that correct?
No, it's not. But I didn't get to cover that issue before, okay, in this tonight. You know, all the stuff, Section 61, okay, that itself, I covered this another time, applies to Washington, D.C., and the federal government workers and federal government employees. You know, so
okay.
The whole income tax is misapplied. But in fact, I covered that last week or 2 weeks ago. We covered that Joe, was it 2 weeks ago we covered that? I just recently covered that issue of does the income tax apply only to DC and territories? I delved into that subject in detail. Please go watch it. You'd be shocked.
I will.
What the laws say. All that, all these sections I read to you, they're written for DC.
Excellent. I appreciate that you let me know that. I just wanted to thank you very much. I finished Joe Bannister's book today, and
great.
Very enlightening. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for calling, my friend. Let's go to
thank
call
you.
For miracle 937. What is your first name? Call from 937. Go to speak up. Okay, he's not there. Let's go to the call from area code 901. Call from area code 901. You are live on the Freedom Hour.
Yeah, hello, Payman. This is Cody.
Yes, Cody. Do you have our free education package?
And, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I listened to, actually, I think on your YouTube page, the ex IRS agent, you know, with his gun and all of that, and going after so-called tax evaders. But that was an interesting video. I did get the package, the free package, of course, and I'm working on getting the basic one, the $300 one. My question is, thank goodness, I came up with the money somehow to get the IRS off my back, I'm hoping. I had got a letter over the weekend where I get my mail at, and it's a notice of levy on wages and salaries and other income. And I was wondering when I go to the place tomorrow to give them my check at the IRS place, I noticed that with the rest of this paperwork is I'm supposed to like send something to the IRS and then the rest a copy for myself and the rest to my employer, and is that a no-no that I'm supposed to send something back to the IRS? I mean, besides my the amount that I owe, the full amount that I owe.
No, listen, I'm looking at your paperwork you sent us. But anyone of you can send us up to 10 pages of paperwork to Freedom Law School, and I'll review them for free on the Freedom Hour every Thursday night. If you have a question, problem, I'm here to help. Up to 10 pages, email to us at livefreedom.org on the bottom of the page under Contact Us. To link at emails is there. Anyhow, I see what you got here, my friend. You got a lady for about $2,200 to your company you work for.
Yeah.
You said you got the money yourself, borrowed from somebody to pay the IRS. Fine. All you got to do, go walk the IRS with a copy of the levy, and they'll make sure that your company you work for, they don't levy your paycheck. Okay, while you're there, they'll make sure of it. Say, hey, I give the check. You know, they'll work with you on that. You don't need to do any other stuff. Just when you go to the IRS in person, and they'll give the paperwork to take to your employer that the levy has been released. It's no longer anything to be withheld from your paycheck. Go in the office, IRS office, they'll take care of it for you. Okay? That's all you got to do.
Okay. Okay. And what if in the and I noticed the copy that I sent you, while I blocked out my address, but that's I don't live at that address no more. I stay at a new one. Is that a problem?
Yes. While you're there, give them your new address to make sure you get any mail from the IRS that they may send you. Because if you don't get them, you don't challenge them, you may lose by default, and you don't want that. Okay.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So
while
so
you're there,
give them
your new address. And
oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, okay. 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 Cool. Okay. All right. Okay. No problem.
Very
okay.
Good, my friend. Thank you for your question. I appreciate that. Cody, let's go to another call we have right now from area code 937. Are you there? And 937, no, he's not there. Okay. The guy from 937 is not there. We're going to go to some of your questions and comments on YouTube, address your concerns. Let's see what we got here. We have another call. 937 is there. Okay. Let's get call from America 937. What is your first name, my friend?
Robert from Ohio.
Hello, Robert. You have a Freedom Education package?
Yes. It's kind of a long story, but we had started off, but this has probably been maybe 10 years ago with the Royal Freedom Package. But but now I've had to do a lot of things on my own. But my question tonight was on the letter that, you know, for the congressman, would it be very difficult to alter it for people who have their own business, you know, i.e. self-employed, although I don't like to use that word?
Okay. Well, if you, I'm going to go on my, in just a minute, I'm going to go to my screen and I'm going to show you what you do on that. Okay. Let's go back to my screen. And for everybody, now you see on the education materials tab, okay, for everybody, go down to Educate Congress tab. You see right here? Educate Congress tab. Click on that. This is for everybody, wage earner, salaried person, independent contractor, business owner. Okay. This is what you use this thing, send these letters to your congressman. Every one of you should do that. It's another topic of another Freedom Hour. The one I did tonight is for those that have automatic withholding from their paycheck. Okay. You don't have that problem, so there's nothing for you to stop withholding.
Yes.
So tonight was only on that specific issue. Okay, the issue of the whole system of the fraud and scam, I'll bring it up over there in that other letter. Okay?
Yes.
In the other page, in this page before you, the link about Educate Congress page on our website. There it is, Educate Congress page, okay? About income tax fraud and importance of their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Okay.
All right. You already did that, Bobby Robert. You did that already. You are a. You said you were a Royal Freedom Package member back then. You can rejoin and you get credit, by the way, for $900 that you had for your biggest Freedom Package portion of your programs. You can get credit for that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you can rejoin. I've had many other people that in the Great Depression days were broke, lost everything, and now they're rejoining. You know.
Right.
So
I think that's
too,
what we may end up. Yeah. Trying to.
Yeah.
Possibly trying to do, but there was one other thing as far as I wanted to ask, like the importance of like Freedom of Information Act, because a strange thing, I tried to get updates and it basically took 4 years when it should have taken only 20 days. But once in a while, you get someone who's not, you know, who's straightforward and, I guess, honest, if you can use that word, at the disclosure office.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Freedom of Information Act request that is request for a copy of documents from the IRS. Sometimes it's very useful, but it's got to be properly used. You got to ask the wrong thing, you're going to get the wrong answer to the wrong problem. So it's not just a magic all, you know, so you got to be used properly. I do use it sometimes. But depending on what you ask for, you might get something useful or not. So it's not a magic thing some people think it out to be.
Yes, because the two key things that I found in our documents was, one, they have us coded as a Virgin Islands resident and also have us involved in the U.S.-UK tax treaty.
Yeah,
so
well,
I was
because
thinking
they got
about,
trick their own computers. They do that to trick their own computers. I know that. They have to because the IRS, look, the way the law is written is fine. And the IRS regulations are written fine. The IRS computers are fine. It's the way they misapply it deceptively. That's the problem. Okay?
Yes.
And that's what you're seeing there. But that is not a magic bullet. Okay?
Right.
It's important how you do it. It's not just what you say. It's how you say it. It's not just what you do, but how you do it that counts, Robert. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Okay. But that was pretty much the question, because I was going to draft something and maybe even let that go to the congressman with, you know, the actual copies of the laws, and just because, like I said, it's very difficult to get this in the court.
Robert, let me save you time. Look, you're a former student. Call me during regular time hours. It was a volunteer. I'll give you a 50-minute free private consultation to get to know each other, talk again. I can address your concerns.
Okay.
Specific to you, and get those letters to me. Let's talk. You know, let me get to other people's questions, which are about the topic, or you know some specific thing they got. Okay, we'll talk next week about what you got in more detail privately. Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Payman. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Now we got a YouTube commentary. We're gonna get to. Scott says, look up, hook up, take from Caesar. He talks about Section 83. It well. Well. I know about, Jesus said, render to Caesar's what Caesar's, I think it's Romans 13. That's taken out of context by Patriots. I can't address that right now, but that's what it is. And look up Section 83. Yes, it's a good section. I know David Merlin did a good work on that topic. David is a good man and done a lot of hard work and research. And the only thing about Section 83 is, it's so doggone complex. I have a tough time sometimes wrapping my head around it. It's so many double negatives in there. So you smart than me, go for it. You can go use Sections 83. I like simple stuff. You know, I'm a dummy. I like it simple. I like the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, the stuff I showed you is really easy to understand. Why go to the complex stuff, right? Joshua asks, what happens if I just stop paying and filing and being self-employed? Being self-employed, you don't have a withholding problem. That is for sure. See, that's the advantage you have. You'd have this automatic withholding that we heard. What was our caller? We had one of our callers from Giovanni. He did zero returns because he's a wage earner. They steal from his paycheck, get it back. You don't have that problem. That's good for you. Okay? Now, you want to stop filing the income tax correctly? Okay, look at my screen. I'll show you what you want to do. Okay? Freedom Law School's, you see it on our screen website. Go to Course Packages. Okay? Double-click on Course Packages. And you'll see that the Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package. Ideally, eventually, you want to be in the Royal Freedom Package. We can start with Simple or Beginner's Freedom Package. Or even if you want with the Quick Start Freedom Package or the course called A Practical Road to Freedom. But let me tell you why. This course, I covered a level one course. That's your education. We all got to have that. Everybody. Quick Start is, I'll click on that for you. It's a level one course with a one-hour consultation with me, and you save yourself $70 because they're only combined for $490. The level one course and 1 hour with me, you save yourself $70 because I charge $360 for my time, first hour $240. In this package, you only pay $170 for my consultation. That's, so you may want to start with $490, get that, okay, so I can talk to you, prepare you. Beginner's Freedom Package includes the Quick Start Freedom Package, but also the letters to congressmen, okay, which I was talking about to for everybody. It includes that. These things go to your congressman, duties of Joe Bannister and his report and illegality of income tax imposition. All this stuff goes to them, these other material that you see here. You get all this material, okay? And the Beginner's Freedom Package is only $900, okay? And you get the one-hour consultation included with the Beginner's Freedom Package for $900. So you can start with this if you wanted to, or you want to be able to go up better. Simpler Freedom Package includes the Beginner's Freedom Package and includes the Criminal Legal Defense Fund. If they want to put you in jail, guess what? The Criminal Legal the Defense Fund provides representation, cost fully prepaid, okay, in case they come after criminally, okay? In addition, this program gives you unlimited consultation support for any and all federal and state income tax situations, questions, financial planning, business planning, because I was a financial planner, folks, in my 20s for 7 years, real estate investments, you know, I can all help you with all that stuff, business planning. So this program is only, Simpler Freedom Package, is only $4,000 to start and $1,200 per year thereafter. So after your initial investment of $4,000, it's only about $100 a month. That's it. All that for $100 a month. You know you can't afford $100 a month? Okay. Then after that, the top of the line is the Royal Freedom Package, which includes the Simpler Freedom Package, everything in there except one very important thing that everybody wants. Freedom Law School, we prepare responses on your behalf to all attacks, letters from IRS and state income tax agencies by providing the responses, okay, any kind. There may need to be IRS. Those deficiencies, audits, audits, summons, they want to take your assets home. It's all done for you at no extra charge. You go to a lawyer, they tell you, I don't know how much it's going to cost you. $20,000? $100,000? Or $1 million? There's no limit. I just charge you per hour. That's what the lawyers do. That's what certified public accountants do. All these tax professionals do. Not here. Freedom Law School, you're covered for everything. It's only $7,000 for the first year. And each other after is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 people in other states. Oh, by the way, I'll give you all advance notice. The Royal Freedom Package is $7,000 for the first year. It's going to go up next year to $8,000 for the first year. So get it right now at the old price of $7,000 while you can. So that's what you want to do, in my opinion, my friend. You know, is to start with any of these packages that you can afford right now. Ideally, get the Royal Freedom Package right now. If you can't, if you paid in full, great, because you get everything from the get-go. But if you cannot have to make payments, then you're going to get some part of the package, and as you pay more, you get more of the whole package coming to you. Okay? Does that help you understand your questions? All right, my friend. Very good. So I need to, some Jessica says, I need to renew my passport. Should I send my expired one to the Secretary of State and start all over again if we claim U.S. citizen? Look, U.S. citizenship is a non-issue, irrelevant. All this patriot mythology about citizenship that you heard, that's all it is, baseless patriot mythology. Citizenship is not a question. Look at my screen. I'm going to show an article, okay, that I wrote years ago. Okay, about the citizenship issue. Go on to education materials and double click on that. If you double click, you go to our blog. And our blog, you scroll down, okay? Different articles are there, good stuff. You go down, oh, here it is. State versus U.S. citizenship theory reconsidered. Okay? So you go to that link, continue educating yourself, you click on that, and that takes you to the article I wrote about this issue of citizenship. Okay? So we can read all about that. And by the way, about citizenship, look at this. Do you guys know this sovereign citizen, Bruce Doucette, was sentenced to 38 years. You heard me right. 38 years for the patriot stuff he did. And try to make an example. He's a political prisoner. I don't think nobody deserves that much for some paper stuff. But here it is. Sovereign citizen Bruce Doucette. Sentenced to 38 years, May 22, 2018. Here it is, Mr. Doucette. That's a lifetime. That's life in prison, Denver District Court. Okay? So all of you heard about all these patron mythologies, I'm telling you, you do it, you might end up your jail sentence like Mr. Doucette. Don't do it. Don't go to patron mythology. Let's go to a caller we have from area code 818 from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State. Yes. From the good old L.A., huh? Not
yes,
Tijuana.
Mexicania.
Yeah, Mexicania.
How are
yes.
you, man?
I'm the good,
I
my friend. What is your name?
Greg. I
Greg,
do have
yes,
your free package that I received about a couple of weeks ago. I'm going through
good.
It. I haven't read fully through it yet, but I will be pretty soon ordering the first or second packages from you. I have two questions. One of them is, in Mexifornia, how can I I'm supposed to file and pay my state taxes, correct? Is that
well,
correct?
That's a different. That's a separate question. That's a big question. Legally speaking, California tied itself to the federal government by on their own
yes.
forms, California 5-form tax form, saying, take the number from your federal tax return, put that in your California 5-form
right.
return, and go from there. Well, if you don't have
but if I don't
federal, these numbers zero from your federal return, zero. If you put zero on the California 540 form, guess what? You don't have to file a California form either. That's their own instructions.
But if I don't file, it's unknown what the amount is to put on the 540.
No, zero.
It's zero?
Yes.
Would I be sought after by the state to file, to get money?
Well, probably. Oh, very probably, very likely. California, Mexicana is very hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Very hungry.
Oh, yeah.
State. They're international because they are deliberately want to make hordes and hordes of foreigners, giving free health care, free education for their kids, and all this stuff. Because if you're middle class, you cannot get free health care at hospitals. You got to be poor. Well, foreigners from El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, they have nothing. So, and then they become citizens and vote for all the more freebies because, hey, we love them and the nanny government provides all the freebies. That's why it's a completely communist state. So,
as a
they're
matter
very
fact,
hungry
I heard
for
of,
money. Huh?
As a matter of fact, I heard of another freebie today. It's called CalFresh, giving away free food to people who file certain papers and documents. Anyway, but that's besides the point.
Oh, thank
so,
you. I don't know what CalFresh. Check it out. Yeah.
CalFresh.
Uh-huh.
That's something new. That's something
yes.
new, CalFresh, like one word. Like Medi-Cal,
yes.
CalFresh, this is one
yes.
word. My second question is in the form of what are the side effects of not filing the 1040 form? It's like not being able to apply for a bank loan, not being able to get Social Security, other things that you can tell me about the side effects of not filing.
I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head. Banks, in order to loan you money, They want that 1040 income tax confession form. So my question is, why go and get a bank loan? If you're not filing for income tax, you have all this extra money. You could fund yourself, borrow from yourself. Why pay interest to somebody who's sucking your blood? Now, if you really have to go get a home, you can get a private lender loan. They call them hard money loans. They basically charge maybe about double or a little bit more than double of what the government-subsidized bank loans for a home, those things cost. You can get a home still. You can do those
things. What are the other side effects of not filing?
Down the road, when you retire, and we're not filing or not filing and not paying. There's a difference. Not filing, not pay.
Not filing and not paying,
Okay. If you don't contribute to the satanic slave number system, the Social Security system, you're going to get a minimum amount at retirement. In other words, you can put zero in Social Security taxes all your life and still get about maybe $700-$800, I think, is the minimum they pay you no matter what.
Hmm.
But if you pay, you might get $2,000 or $3,000 a month. You know, that's all. So you lose that. So all the money you paid on Social Security, you invested yourself, you have a lot more than the little bit they give you down the road that, you know, that's not enough anyhow. So those are the only two main side things of not.
What other side effects are there?
I just told you, those are the main ones. That's it.
Okay. All right. Very well then.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for telling about CalFresh. I have to look that up. CalFresh.
Yeah, it's something new.
Something new. If you're poor, we'll feed you. We'll let the dams and bridges and roads in Mexicana go unrepaired, but we want to make sure that our future communist voters are well taken care of by our communist system to keep us in power. You know? Yeah. The Golden State is dead. Sadly, it's been dead. I was there in 1977, folks. It was the Golden State. Now it's become the communist state. So sad. And they want to do it to America. They want open borders. You know, every month right now, there's about 100,000 people coming over the border right now. It's just out of control. 100,000 a month. You hear about it in the media? Well, why am I not surprised? Anyhow, folks, thank you very much for being with me. Remember, next week, I will cover the employer part. I take this letter to Congressman, which wrote, you do your best on the political front first to bring about peaceful change. It's your right and your duty to have them follow the law peacefully. Because we have the Second Amendment right, you know, but that's the last resort. I recommend you wait as a last resort. Not now, okay? So now you're going to take that the right to your employer based upon letter to Congressman. So thank you for being with me tonight, folks. I'll be back with you next Thursday night on another edition of the Freedom Hour showing you. Now take these letters and have your employer stop stealing from your paycheck. Thank you and have a good night. Okay. I'll do